I'll let you know if something that I'm allowed to talk about and big happens. Other than that, I've been listening to some Big Fatty and some other podcasts. Just going to Zen centers, reading.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'll let you know if something fatty happens.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3594 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of November 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, in addition to that Patty Bacon, I'm worried about Joe Zubia. Decorators, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you decorators, well, you can probably figure out why you decorators, but y'all, I'll tell you more about that when we get around to telling you all about the weekend. But before we do that, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all, today, the 15th of November, y'all, it's very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, you used to be on that underpants show. He is up there in the northern Mexico, met him several times at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas, and visited up there in the Toronto, Mexico. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Urban Guy T.O. Big Fatty, we love the Urban Guy T.O. We do indeed. Y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all used to do that don't quit your day job, Big Fatty, but he did. Well, I don't know if it's his day job. But, y'all, he has been a contributor here at the BFO with the census music. I've met him. I think I've met him at a Pride 48. I'm not 100% sure about that. But, y'all, I am referring to none other than Pat Geik rhymes with Dyke. Big Fatty, we love Pat Geik rhymes with Dyke. It's true, we do. And y'all, then the next one, y'all, he used to contribute or used to call into the show quite often. Y'all, I believe somebody saw him on a cruise of a lifetime. I don't remember who it was, though. But, y'all, it is none other than the one and only Puffreddy. Big Fatty, we love Puffreddy. It's true. And, y'all, then you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he used to be the co-host of the Howdy Do Pancakes. Met him at Pride 48 and at Meet and Greets in San Francisco. Y'all, I'm talking about JR. Big Fatty, we love JR, too. It's true. And, y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, she's just a delight. Just a delight. Y'all, I am talking. She's done much, a lot of artwork for the BFO. Y'all, I'm referring to Mrs. La 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 Lauren. Big Fatty, we love La 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 Lauren. So y'all, if you see any of them on the Twitty or the Megaspace, wish them happy kids. Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right little show. Y'all, I'm not sure if I remembered if I told you this or not, but y'all, I picked up a business card from a contractor here. Y'all, he and his helper were building a fence at a nearby neighbor's yard, and I asked him if he would... if he could build a new platform for my air conditioner. And he said, yes. And I said, well, come on by and take a look at it and give me a proposal. He says, thank you for calling. Well, y'all, he's supposed to come by on Thursday. And y'all, he forgot. But he called me once he got home and said he forgot. But he came by on Friday. But we'll get to that in a minute. But Thursday afternoon, y'all, it was the nips. It was going to be we'll just go ahead and move on to Thursday evening. Y'all, I don't remember what I watched on the TV machine, but I'm sure I watched something. And, Thursday night, y'all, I had had dinner with a former coal miner. Y'all, we went to a place, just up near the big circle. Y'all, it's an Irish pub. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I love to do a jig. And, y'all, I had the prime rib sandwich. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Just delicious. And so we chatted for a while and all, and came back here to the villa, and then he was off to go meet with some of his former coal miners, and Big Fatty just had, y'all, the weather has just been lovely, just lovely, and y'all, the nipple walks have been plentiful, and y'all, the weather couldn't be better. Oh, yes, the weather outside is frightful. No, it's not frightful. Oh, okay, but y'all got up on Friday. And, y'all, the Friday was the Nip's birthday, so we were going to have the special, barbecue that he likes. Y'all, it's okay. I don't find anything. I like, the Swiggin' Swine better, but he seems to think that this is the best barbecue on earth. So, y'all, I went out to the place, here in town, and y'all, I picked up twice as much that I needed, so anyway, on my way back to the villa, y'all, I got a textimonium, and once I got home, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, it is so nice to have you back here in the studio again. Okay, yeah, that's better. Okay, anyway, y'all, it was my 30-year-old, hey, McCarty, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm on my way back to the villa. He says, let me know when you get home. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, and so y'all, I got home, and y'all, he came over about 20 minutes later, and y'all, it was just lovely is all I gotta say. Y'all, I don't question why a 30-year-old would be interested in Grandpa, but Big Fatty Grandpa sex is very big in Walnut Hills, I understand. Well, it could be. And up in Nappy Knolls, well, probably old Uncle Sex. Very vulgar. But anyway, y'all, after that was over, y'all, then I was kind of behind on getting ready for the Friday at Fatty's. And so, y'all, I was putting up the tablecloths and the folding chairs and getting everything on the buffet table set up and had the barbecue and the trimmings all. Y'all, I'm looking down at my wrist and I have cut myself somehow, and I have no idea how I did that. Big Fatty, did you draw a warm bath? No, I didn't. But anyway, got it all done. Everybody started arriving, and y'all put out the nuts and bolts. Y'all, I think it was the first nuts and bolts of the season for this group. Everybody was here. Mr. Pickle came over early, but he had other plans for the evening, so he did not stay for supper with us. But anyway, it was a lovely, y'all, my neighbor, next door, yes, Big Fatty, he joined us also. His wife was out of town for the weekend, and y'all, I don't know if we overwhelmed him or what, but he was a good sport nonetheless, Big Fatty. But y'all had a little spat amongst the group, and you know, just a, you know, it, y'all, it just, anyway, but all is fine, and hopefully, it's not like that one time where it was the end of the world as far as Big Fatty was concerned, but y'all, it just bothers me when things like this happen. But anyway, moving on. But y'all, I will say that young Jonathan was here. Y'all, he got a walking cast on his ankle, and he said he's not gonna have to go to physical therapy. Big Fatty, he needs therapy though. Yes, but not physical therapy, and that this should not preclude him from going into the army. It's probably just going to push it back a few months. So we'll just see how it all goes. But y'all had a good night's sleep for right day night. Y'all got up on Saturday. You know, I like to do the Sudoku and all, and y'all, the Saturday one is hard. It's the level 5, but I got it. I had to put it away, and then I went on my nipple walk and came back, and y'all, it just kind of fell into place. But y'all, the Sunday one, I got down to I filled out 4 of the 5, and filled out 95% of the 5th one, and y'all, it just turned to shit, and I couldn't figure out how to fix it, so it was just a fail. But anyway, it was fun nonetheless, y'all. I pulled out some chili from the freezer, so I've defrosted that. I'm gonna have some of that this week, Let's just see. What else did I need to tell you all about? I don't know, Fatty. But Saturday, young Nicholas came by, and y'all, we decorated, and Big Fatty, you mean he decorated? Well, I was assisting, and he came by. And we decorated the columns out and the railings on the front veranda here at the villa. Y'all, my yard guy hadn't been able to come by because there wasn't any parking for him and his trailer. But I'm still holding off before I decorate the bushes. Y'all, the Nip came by and had some suggestions for us. And y'all, after we did, I would say that we are probably 80% done with the outdoor decorations. It's just got to wait on those bushes to get to get trimmed. And y'all, after it was over, we just visited for a while. Young Nicholas had a couple of cantails. Y'all, I think they were may have been a little strong. He poured them. But anyway, y'all visit inside the villa in the dining area. There's a ledge that has a little. It's kind of like crown molding, but it's on top of the window. And y'all, I have a little piece of fancy garland that I put up there every year. And y'all, part of it was kind of it, right in the middle. It kind of humped up. And he's one of these that little things like that drive him to drink. Big Fatty, well, at least he was already drinking. Well, y'all, he got up. He's just stood up on the chair. And y'all, he ain't gonna listen to me. But anyway, he's standing in the chair, and he's on his tiptoes, and y'all, he loses his balance, and he falls back onto the table, and I hear crack, and I'm going, oh, poor Big Fatty. And he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, so ooh, and he says, "Sorry, Big Fatty." And he about that time he decided it was probably time for him to head on home, Big Fatty. And y'all, once he left, I took a look under the table and the top of the table, and there were no visible cracks. I think it just kind of, moved things around, and you know, it sounded worse than it turned out. Thank hydrogen, it's true. But the table was just fine. Saturday night, what did I do Saturday night? Y'all, I was kind of tired on Saturday. Y'all, I watched quite a bit of the sports ball before we started decorating, and then afterwards also. And I kind of went to bed a little bit early on a Saturday night. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love to retire early. But y'all, I think I was probably sound asleep by 10 p.m. in the evening, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all got up on Sunday morning. Y'all, like I said, I had trouble with the Sudoku, but y'all read the paper, had my coffee, went for the big nipple walk around the big circle, and then what did I do after that? Y'all, then I came back here. Y'all, the nip, what are you doing today? I said, I am... taking my nipple walk right now. And y'all, then he sent me a message. Oh, there's some old man in a tilly hat walking behind my house. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Oh dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely Monday. I have got to do some running around today. I can't remember. I went crazy on the Kohl's app, because y'all, I ended up getting one day only on Sunday, the 40% off, and then an extra $10 off if you spent $50 in the home store. Y'all, I think I spent $60 and saved $170 or something like that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show was JR. And JR, what do you want for your birthday?
I'll let you know if something fatty happens.
Oh, well, Big Fatty will do anything to make it happen. Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.